4CBA Mobile. JN4RJN, sitting still. Well, so how's this radio sounding, John? You.
There wasn't no doubt there.
Obviously, my mobile rig. If you hear me on 6-1, I'm usually mobile. And I'm really frustrated that I wasn't hitting the repeater with the Kenwood and the J-Pole, because I hadn't any trouble out of either one of them. So, I don't know if it's the radio or the antenna or what. I looked at the antenna, it hadn't moved or anything, and I know the connections are good, so maybe it's just a bad night for, or a bad afternoon for propagation.
Well, if that were the case, I'd be hearing stuff with everybody that I've listened to and talked to today, and I haven't. That radio you were on before, it was just a really distorted audio. Like I said, I didn't recognize your voice when you were on that one.
Took that link back up just to see. It was sitting right there, and all I had to do was switch the mic all over from the Kenwood and switch the antenna. And yeah, that didn't take but less than a minute. So I was just curious to see if it was still doing what it was doing before, and it was. So I tell you, it's really frustrating, because I paid a guy over $100. I can't remember what it was. It's like $125 or something like that to fix it and to have it. Do like it's doing. I should have just, I guess like they say, hindsight's 20/20.
There was quite a bit of static in it, and like I said, there was that popping going on in the background, and your voice was really distorted. So I don't know, if microphone, radio. I doubt it's the antenna, but there's something going on in that, either in the radio or in the microphone. I'm not sure which.
Be the mic, but I haven't had any complaints out of it when it's plugged into the Kenwood, which is a Kenwood mic. But evidently Kenwood, at least this Kenwood mic and this Elenco radio are interchangeable. At least that's what I was told. So, because the mic was bad on the Elenco too, as well as all the other internal components.
You say you haven't had problems with the Kenwood mic working it on the Kenwood?
I've been talking on that Kenwood when I'm at home, and if I think, if I'm in there and I think to turn it on, I've never had anybody complain about it.
It's working good on the Kenwood, and I would say it's not the mic's problem. I'd say it's the radio's problem. Somehow the other radio doesn't want to play with a Kenwood mic, apparently.
Well, do you need a 2-meter rig? I'll make you a good deal on a Elenco.
I got a 2-meter rig, and it's working just fine. I mean, that's what I'm on now. But thanks, but no thanks, unless there's any parts in it that are salvageable.
I don't need parts in it. He gave me a bag full of parts being replaced, so I said, my gosh, I never would have found all those. And you could see where they were, most of them showed signs. I guess it was on the bottom side. I looked it over and just to see if there was something real obvious, you know, that I might could fix. And I always do that just with anything. I mean, you know, because, you know, if it's something I can fix, I want to pay somebody else to do it.
Yeah, I believe that. But, yeah, it sounds like it's, well, apparently it doesn't want to play with your Kenwood mic very well, or there's something else going on in there. But the only other thing would be get another mic for that particular radio, plug that in and see if it's any better.
Yeah. And I can also look up my bouncing to the antenna. See what it sounds like. I never have done that. I wonder if the Baofeng 8 watts would have be enough to drive that J-pole.
Quick way to find out. Check it up and see.
Sit there and crunk it. Crunk. And I get my ID.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a good idea.
I know. That's one of my pet peeves. It's everything I can do when people start doing that. Say, you know, QRZ. How about a call sign? And then I would give them mine. And this is KB4CBA.
Roger, KB4RJN. Yeah, it's kind of annoying when the repeater starts doing that. And I want to get on there and say, why don't you hold on that mic just a little bit and say something, you know, instead of just, you know, popping the repeater.
So, have you had any projects going on today?
Well, let's see. I took a nap. That's always the important
thing. What project is that? I ain't heard of the project nap. But I will admit, I have actually fallen asleep watching TV. Especially if I eat something for lunch. I usually don't eat lunch because I'm ashamed to admit that I get up so late that by the time I finish breakfast, my wife gets home. She gets off at 4, and she gets home at 4:30, and we just eat an early supper. So I just eat two meals a day.
It's called brunch, you know, between breakfast and lunch. If you get up that late, just, you know, call it a brunch and go for it.
All that may be changing too, because at least on some days, because I've got a new tennis partner that he wants to play some singles, and I've been looking for a singles player. Because most of these guys are playing doubles. And so anyway, so it's hard to find somebody who wants to play singles, but and it's getting so dang hot. We were playing at 10:30 to 12, and you know, by 12 o'clock, man, it's just, I mean, it was killing me. Now, it didn't seem to bother him. He's 2 years older than me, but he's evidently he's a little more used to the heat than I am. But it really gets to me by the end of the or about 12 o'clock, and so we're going to try, and I said all that to say that we're going to try to get an earlier court date. Now that's going to probably prove to be difficult, because that's what everybody else is doing, and but I think you can get a 7 or a 9 o'clock, so we're going to try that one or the other and see if we can play a little earlier.
Well, if you're trying to beat the heat, you might have to get out there in the dark. I don't know. I've got a number of projects I got to do outside that I haven't exactly gotten to yet because, well, it gets hot before I can even get out there.
I played yesterday morning at 10:30 to 12, and then we played again today, and now I'm headed back out to play again at 6. But I cut grass last night, but I didn't start till about, it was a few minutes after 7, and it had started to cool off. When I say cool off, it'd gone from the 90s to the 80s, about the mid 80s, so, you know, that's cooling off. And, but I mean, you know, it wasn't sweltering, and I was soaking wet, but, you know, it wasn't zapping my strength or anything to get out there. In fact, I had to work on the stupid lawnmower. It's self-propelled, and one of the wheels was locking up, and I had to take it apart and fix that problem. So I had to work on the dang thing. About halfway through, I thought, Lord, if I leave this front yard halfway cut, and my neighbor, he comes out there and sees that, he'll have a cow because he just cut his.
Yeah, my neighbor cut his last, what was it, last Friday or something. He got done, I couldn't tell where he'd cut. And I thought, well, mine can wait for a while then because it was dry. And now that we've gotten a little bit of rain, I think it's grown some, so I'm going to have to get back out there and do it again, I guess.
Gorgeous yard, I mean, and we had the same kind of grass, Bermuda sod, and we had the same people treating it, so my yard's beginning to look as good as his, as far as the grass portion of it, but, you know, he does other things, too, that embellish his yard and make it look, you know, really good, And I mean, he's persnickety, if that's what, I hadn't used that word in a long time. And, but man, he cuts that yard at least once a week, if not more. And so, if I hear him out there, he always starts with the weed eater. So if I hear that weed eater out there, I know, John's getting ready to cut his grass. Which means I need to cut my grass, or I'm going to look bad.
I'm going for more biodiversity in my yard. Whatever grows there, if it's green, it's good. And I don't cut it as often because I've got a lot of clover, and I'm trying to support the honeybees. So at least that's my excuse.
I get into my parking place, but speaking of honeybees, I'll have to tell you this. We used to have these bushes at my grandmother's where I grew up, and they were right, she had them planted right at the front porch. And they got pretty big, and they had these blooms that the bumblebees, for some reason, the bumblebees really liked them. And, you know, bumblebees are pretty big, but they don't usually bother you unless you bother them. And so we would, for fun, we would get on kind of the back side of the bush or the top of the bush and just hold on to the porch railing and lean over and thump the bumblebee. Slam up against the house, it would knock him out. That was, you know, that's the way we used to have fun, you know, when we were kids, because we didn't have video games.
Well, I guess if thumping bumblebees is your thing, I don't know if I'd enjoy that hobby. They might just want to retaliate, but yeah, I've got similar bushes in my front yard or up the house, and they need to be trimmed, but they're blooming right now, so the bees are all over them, and I don't want to bother the bees, and I don't want the bees to bother me either, so I just let it go. When the blooms are gone, then I'll trim them back.
Yeah, I'd wait until the blooms are gone. And I used to get stung a lot. I never got stung by a bumblebee. Mostly wasps. Wasps were mean. Wasps and yellow jackets. Golly day. And my grandmother had two fig trees, and I loved to eat figs. And we'd see a ripe fig on there, and I'd reach up. Every time, it never failed, I would reach up and to pick it, and I'd be doggone if there wasn't a wasp on the back side of it where I couldn't see, and he would sting me on my finger. I got stung on my fingertips so many times I can't even count.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with those. But anyway, you're starting to break up, so I don't know, you got the tennis date, so I'll back on out of here and let you go. We'll talk at you later. KM4RJN, clear.
Well, I'm parked, and so I'm going to go inside and check in. All right, well, you have a good evening, John, and behave yourself and stay out of trouble, and don't call me for bail money. See ya. 73s, always a pleasure. KP4CBA.